Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. I've really been enjoying myself lately. This is the first time I ever spent 9 months on an album. But we did this deliberately because this is a very special project to me. It's called Water from the Wells of Home. The title came about just about a year ago this time. One day, we were packing up to leave home to get on my bus, and June and John Carter and I, we passed by the water fountain there by the door. And I said, just a minute, before we go on this long run, I want one more drink of water from the wells of home. And as we were walking to the bus, John Carter said, that would be a good song title. So we get on the bus and sit down in my room and got two guitars and sit there. In about 30 minutes, we had the song wrapped up. And we came back in about the time, well, actually, it was the first time we started this project. And John Carter and I came in together and put it down. Well, since that time, we've gone through probably trying and recording and really actually finishing between 25 and 30 songs. But we've always gone back to this one song as the kind of the anchor and as a theme for the songs that are in the album. And these songs are, to me, really water from the wells of home. They've all got a special place with me. From the duet with Tom T. Hall, the one with Hank Williams Jr., they bring on a lot of memories. I worked with Hank Jr. when he was 15, 16 years old. He was part of my show, and he was stealing the show from me. And I always wanted to have him on one of my records, and we finally found the song. I think that you're going to agree that we have found the right one for Hank and I. It's called That Old Wheel. But back to the Water from the Wells of Home project. Thinking about home and family and friends and loved ones. Well, I started thinking about June, Roseanne, and people I've always admired, like Emmylou Harris, Waylon, Tom T. Hall. And over the years, from time to time, June and I have entertained the McCartneys, either at our home here in Nashville, when they'd come to Nashville, or more frequently in Jamaica, when we were on vacation down there in the wintertime. We have our house there where we stay, and Paul and Linda and their family stay at a place called Round Hill, which is about 20 miles away. Well, there's no secrets in Jamaica, as they say, so we hear that the McCartneys are on the island, and we give them a call this last Christmas, and they came right on over, had dinner with us, and Tom T. Hall and Dixie were there. So we sat up all night on the front porch singing. And a musical session, a guitar pull or a swapping songs session with Paul McCartney is really a trip. He's the only singer I've ever sat with across a porch from who plays the guitar left-handed and upside down. And he had the only guitar on the porch this night. And in order to get it to sound all right for Tom and I, we had to tune it to an open tuning and use a bar to chord it with. But Paul did most of the guitar playing. Along about 2 or 2:30, the moon came on over the porch. Now, this sounds like a drummed-up story, but it's true. The full moon, it wasn't new moon, it was a full moon. But the full moon came on over the porch, and Tom T. Hall looked up and he said, "There's a new moon over Jamaica. That'd be a good song title." And I said, "There's a full moon over Jamaica, Tom T." And he said, "Yeah, but a new moon sounds like a better song title." So Tom T. and Paul started writing the song, and then I came in on the chorus and wrote the third verse. It was a joy working with John Carter, too, to kind of feed off of that youth and that energy and that fire and that happiness and that joy in the studio. Sometimes, with all the years that go by and the sessions we have, we can get a little jaded and stilted. But every once in a while, a spark like Paul McCartney will come along or John Carter to work with in the studio and will really inspire me and make me want to get up on my feet and sing it standing on my feet. All in all, I'm really proud of the project. There's the duet with Tom T. Hall, Last of the Drifters, which I think is a very fine song. A Scottish folk song that I really believe that the people in Scotland are going to like, a song I wrote called The Ballad of Rob McDunn, or A Croft in Clochan. Clochan is a little town in Scotland. It's a 17th century war ballad about Scotland. And Glenn Campbell sings with me on that. He flew into Nashville to be on this session. All of these people that are on this session that I have mentioned, every one of them who are singing on it, only had to be asked one time, and they were here. The Everly Brothers, Roseanne came in pregnant and did her vocal on Ballad of a Teenage Queen, and the Everly Brothers came in together, and then one of them came back in to do his part over, and the other one came back in. And everybody has worked really hard on this project, as I said, for a period of 9 months. And we really believe that it's going to pay off. We think that we've come up with some really commercial now sounds on some songs that were really classics, and then some new songs that we think have that feel about them. But they're all a part of what came up in the bucket out of with the water from the wells of home.